Hey, Tanya, Milosel Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this: Kol Hamanochois Sharibu Bemidas Chaloson Oy Shemiyat Bimos Bemidas Chaloson Ksheres Enechnami. All the Menachos we make too much or too little still is kosher, as long as they use the Yisor in a flour, and you can make more or less. Chutz Milach Lechem Apon and the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Only these two has to dafka be 12. But the other menachos, if you make less, even by the lach meitoid, if you only make four, but you have to be yotza. So that's the shita. But the yeshem, some say no, af lach meitoid in the zeros. So according to these yeshemrim, the lach meitoid, the likuv has to be 40. Can't only be four. Well, then the zeros has to be 20. But according to the first shita, it's enough that the lach meitoid could be made out of four lechems, four different types. Omer afuna. Minchas mafe is supposed to bake in a tana. Sure, for chalachas yotza, but the yevet, if you make it into one big chal, yotza. My time, what's the reason? Matzah is ksiv, it says the word matzah is without the vov. Masha, but the yevet, the yotza was one big matzah. Maska or a popo, time would you ksiv matzah, because it says the matzah is without a vov. Ho ksiv matzah, so would have said a matzah with a vov, loy, then I would have said likuv, it has to be made out of 10, and you cannot make it out of 1. I will gabi lach metoido tirsiv matzah. There it says the word with the vov matzahs. And still, v'yomer of tuv yivakis to omashmuel lach metoido shofen abo chalas is yotzo. So you take to see that even though it says the word the matzahs with the vov, still with the yefid you'd be yotzo with even one. Here by the lach metoido you have to have four different types. So even though lachatchili is supposed to have 10 of each type, but with the yefid if you only have one, you're also yotzo. So you see, even though it says the word the matzahs, still with the yefid one is good. This takatanam shrashihi the Rav Tuvia diyama afagav dechsev matzois pligi ad Rafuna. He takagaz on Rafuna echnami. Rav Tuvia takagaz on Rafuna. Rafuna says on Rafuna the digas on because it says the word the matzois without a vav. Therefore, with the yevid yotzer with one. But echnami, if a word is said with a vav, then echnami the Rav have to have 10 the exact amount. Now the Mishnah says hoimer. The oimer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, they used to cut down 3 saws worth of the new barley, and used to have to be nappered, like sieve it down until they get a pure 1 isoron out of the 3 saws of a barley. That we had before in the Mishnah. Shtei halechem, the shtei was brought in Shavuos, is shtei esroinim. They used to use 2 esroinim. Each challah was an isoron of flour. Also, Mishola Soyim, they used to have to sift it down to start out with 3 soyim. Here, the Shtei Lechem came from Chitim, from wheat, even though the fresh wheat, the vice says the wheat doesn't have as much shift as the barley has. Therefore, the barley, you have to cut down 3 saws in order to be menaper to get 1 pure isarim. Mashenkin by Shtei Lechem, which is by wheat, there it's enough to cut down 3 saws worth to be able to get out 2 esroinims worth of pure flour. What about the lechem apon that was done on every Shabbos? Is esrim viabu esrinim? They used to use 24 esrinim. We know the lechem apon was 12 challahs, and each challah was from 2 esrinim. Now, how much wheat did they have to cut down for this? Me esrim viabu soyim. All they had to cut down was just 24 saws. From 1 saw, they were able to get out an isarim, because this chitim was not fresh; it was yosher and old ones. So that term doesn't have that much shift on it. Therefore, it's enough from 1 saw. To get out 1 isarim. So for this 24 esrinim of flour that you need for the lechem aponim, it was enough to cut down, to take it from 24 saws worth of wheat. The other word says, my time, what's the reason? Kivun the mechadish osui, or misarim osui, since the oimer is from the new crop, is from chadish, and also is from barley, therefore, isarim mubchala yosi elim isholosoyim. The only way you're going to get 1 pure isor, which is 1/10 of a saw, is if you start out with 3 saws worth of the fresh barley. And with that, you start to sift it down until you finally get at least 1/10 of a saw, 1 isorin of pure barley flour. Shtei alechem, what about the shtei alechem and shruas that came from shtei esroinim? Shtei esroinus, mishalosoyim, they had to cut down 3 saws worth of wheat. And from that, the menachah to get out 2 esrinim. Why? How come they got more from the wheat? Kivon the chiti asin, since the shtei lechem came from wheat, kivon the mechitin asin, afagav the mechodesh asin, even though it's from the new crop, it's also from chodesh, but still, it's not as bad, it's not as dirty as the barley was. So by the barley, you had to cut down three saws just to get one pure Yisurin. Over here was enough to get, from three saws, here it's enough to get two Yisurinim of pure flour. Then it says the Mishnah to Lechem upon him was Esru V'Yabu Yisurinus. You have to use 24 Yisurinus of flour. And all that I cut down was Me Esru V'Yabu Soyim, from 24 saws of wheat. My time, what's the reason? Kivun the Mechitu also. Since, first of all, it came from wheat. Only Yoshin also came from the older crop, it's not from the Chodesh, from the new one. He saw in Mubchor, also he saw from one saw he could sift down to get one pure Yisurin. So therefore, since you only need 24 Esroinim, it's enough to have 24 saws. Turn around, look at the price like this. Kol HaMenachos Sheribo B'midas Esroinim Oy Shemiyat B'midas Esroinim Sulas. Every mincha that has its amount of how much flour you have there, the Yisurin, if you have a little bit less, a little bit more, it's psula. It has to be the exact amount, one Yisurin. Ribo B'midas Soyin Shalhen Oy Shemiyat B'midas Soyin Shalhem Ksheiros. For that you start off first cutting down three saws, or we had 24 saws, even though you cut down less than that, but still it'll be kosher, because the main thing is the mites that have the Yisurin worth of flour. Even though it's not so pure as it would have been sifted down more and more, but the mites, if we have the Yisurin of flour, even though it's not sifted down that much, still but the evidence ksheiros. Now the Mishnah says, Ho'imer, ho'yemenufo, b'shloish esrei napo, that the Oimer, that used to cut down three saws, and to really sift it down to get one Yisurin, they used to use 13 different sifters to use, because that has sifted down so much. Ushtei halechem b'shtei esrei, with the shtei lechem used to sift down using 12 sifters. Because the shtei lechem also used to have three saws of wheat, and for that it was sifted down to get the two esroinim of flour. So for that it's enough to use just 12, not 13. It was enough to have 12. For lechem aponim, what about lechem aponim that you have to sift down 24 saws to get 24 esroinim? The yachas esrei was not just enough to have just 11 siftis. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, lehoyilo kitzvah, there was no exact amount. As much as they needed, they would use. And not only was no amount of how many siftis, but huwadin is not an amount of how many flour, how much soy mechitim you have to cut down. Elaradas, soyless, menupa, kol tzarko, yamevi. That's all. As long as they have pure flour, they have any sorin worth of flour, it's enough. No matter how much soy you start out with, it doesn't make enough kamina. The main thing is that you come out with a pure soyless. Shneimer the pasuk says, for lo kachta soyless, for your fisoisa, take flour and bake with it. Achete menupa, kol tzarko, that's all. As long as you sifted it down to have fine flour, that's enough. That's Rabbi. It was Shimon Chita. For the Ma'is, Allah said the Tanakamo, that there wasn't a measurement, the Chetchil at least, how much you have to cut down to have the pure Silas. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, Lord, like this. Bedako, Begaso, Bedako, Begaso. Like how did they used to sift it down? The use of these 13 sifters was Bedako, Begaso, means, Tishtei, Napois, Hoidamitish, there were two of them. Achas was Daka, very fine, very thin. Viachas Gaso was thicker. Shekorin, Rashi says, "V'tchilu hoye manifu medakel use a sifter, the thinner one, and we have a lot of soilus and soup in there. For they came chaylech libud, lava and apa. And after they would do that, then they would come back and use the bigger one. So the kids, even though they used to sift it down 13 times, but really all they had to use were just two sifters, a coarse one and a fine one. And they did the opposite. They kept on taking their one after another, one darker, one gasa, one darker, one gasa." Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Sholosh Esrei Napa Soyi Vemikdash. No, there were 13 sifters in the base of Mikdash. Zulu Mala Mezu, Vezulu Mala Mezu. Like each one was fine, there were a different situation, a different coarse one over the other one. And Elyoino collected Subin. The top ones would like collect or return the bran. Then Tachtoinos collected Solis. And the bottom ones, they will retain the fine flour. Like when it got to the bottom ones, that was the fine flour of the soilus. Rabbi Shimon Oimer says in the Mishnah Lehoyelan Kitzva, there wasn't an exact amount. Tana Rabbanan, soilus v'yafi soisa, have flour and bake it. Melamed shenikches solus, that you're supposed to take fine flour. And the kids, that's all you have to do. You could just buy fine flour and use it for the menachas. When we now have a nosh afilu chitin, you could even buy wheat also. Tamulay mevulakachto mikomokem anyway. Yochlai would have thought to say af b'shar menachas. Maybe other menachas also. Okay, in the same halacha tamulay, it says oisa no, only here and not by shar menachas. It's only by the lechem aponim was it mutter and not by the shar menachas. That's oisa. And the reason why we're more makel here by the lechem aponim, mivnei hachischun, means like to be sparing, to save. So Mer explains that Omer Ablaza, my mivnei hachischun, what does this mean to say? Omer Ablaza, ha Torah chosa al mamoinisha Yisrael. The Torah has rachmonis upon the expense of Klai Yisrael. And therefore, since the lechem aponim comes every single Shabbos, 12 lechems, therefore, the maker to say it's enough to buy, just to buy pure flour from the market. Like, heich remiza, where do we see such a remiz for this? The pasuk says, "Veshkisa seida v'yes biram." So Rashi says the pshat is there is a maker over here that you could buy the wheat and like sift it down yourself. Because if you have to buy the pure flour from the market, like it costs much more. It's much more expensive. The Torah was maker over here that if you want, you could buy the wheat and you could grind it, sift it down yourself. Because but the Torah was makel, like it says in this pasuk, that they gave to drink, and they also gave the cattle to drink. Like the water they gave in the midbar was not only for the Yisraelim, but was also for the Biram, for the Behemta, as if to save the Moinesha Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, Hatoido, Hoisabo, Homisoyin, Yushalmiyis. The minchas, when they brought a korban toida, and you had to have the lechem, the lachme toida, they came from 5 soyin of Yerushalayimus. That's how much, like, wheat you had to cut down. Shehein shesh midbaris, which was really 6 soys of the measurement of the midbar. Now, shtei eifos, it was 2 eifos. In other words, the 6 soys ended up to be 2 eifos. Eifa sholos soyin, because an eifa is 3 soyin, and for yisorin is always a tenth of an eifa. So that's how we get that. What that from sholos yisorin, 1/10 of that is from sholos soyin. 1/10 is the yisorin, because the eifa is sholos soyin. Now esrim yisorin, there were 10 yisorin. In other words, since she had shtei eifas, and each eifa has 10 esrinim. So together the shtei eifos came out to be esrim isarim, 20 isarim. Asara lechomets, 10 of them by lachmei toida now, 10 of them was used, 10 isroinis were used for the chomets, the asara lematzah, and the other 10 was used for the 3 different types of matzah. Asara lechomets,